This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Fiona. Our next guest is Nick Rees, Deputy Lord Mayor. And I'm sorry, Nick, but how do you get to become a Principal Fellow?
Good morning, Macca. Good morning.
Good morning,
Fiona. Wonderful to be with you. You have a strange obsession, I believe, Macca, with my role as a Principal Fellow
at
the University of Melbourne. Look, there's a lot of fellowships that the university give to people. Essentially, it recognises people from outside the university system who come and are appointed in teaching or research roles at the university, of which I do both at the Melbourne School of Government.
And look, I get it. I suppose, to my mind, the word fellow has been corrupted in that the Institute of Public Affairs has a lot of fellows, and they're and most of them are twits.
So, look, I can assure you that this is very much a fellowship of the in an academic tradition.
Okay, very good. The US midterms, Nick. What is going on there? Well, first off, what are the US midterms? I don't think people perhaps don't know what they are. What are they?
Look, it's a great question, Macca. So on November the 8th, the United States is going to a series of elections across the country. So the big one that we hear most about in Australia is for the Congress, where all 435 seats in the House of Representatives, that's their lower house, are up for election, and 35 of the 100 seats in the Senate will be contested. That's their upper house. But it does not end there. Across 39 states, there will be gubernatorial elections. That's for the governor.
Governor, yeah.
Of those 39 states, as well as numerous state and local elections for positions such as Attorney General, Secretary of State, the Treasurer. In the US, people directly elect those positions. And many mayors are up for election as well, including the Mayor of Los Angeles. So some really
and
big
also in some places,
elections.
The Chief of Police and the Dog Catcher.
Yes, indeed. We don't fully appreciate this in Australia, I don't think, but in the US, they directly elect many, many more roles in government than we do. And so, yes, there's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of public positions that will be contested on November the 8th.
So what's at stake here? The House of Representatives, the Democrats could lose seats. The Senate, they currently hold a very slim majority. What do you think is going to happen in the House, and what do you think is going to happen in the Senate?
So, look, at a national level, the midterm elections will determine to a large degree whether or not Joe Biden, the president, can get any new policies passed, or whether the Republicans will gain the ability to block most of the things that he wants to do. At the moment, the Democrats have been in the very rare position of having control of the House of Reps, the Senate, and the presidency. And certainly in recent times, that has meant they've been able to pass some very significant legislation. But with polls tipping that the Democrats are likely to lose the House, but still hold on to the Senate, it will mean that the Republicans will be able to significantly frustrate Biden's legislative agenda. I should say as well, there's a long history, Macca, in the US of midterm elections tending to swing against the party of the president. So of the 19 elections since World War II, in 17 of those, the vote in the Congress has gone against the party of the president.
So if they lose, they lose their majority in the House of Representatives, that makes it increasingly difficult for the Democrats to bring forward legislation, because it won't pass there unless they get some Republicans to defect. The Senate, do you think they're going to increase their numbers there, so they don't have to rely on those nominal Democrats like Joe Manchin and others?
Look, 2 or 3 months ago, Democrats were had become very bullish about their prospects in this election, Mac, and there was the hope that the Democrats would be able to gain seats in these races, and that would mean that they wouldn't have to rely on conservative Democrats to get their agenda over the line. But when I say to conservative Democrats, many of these Democrats vote with Republicans on key votes, and so that had been a frustration for the Democrat legislative agenda. It's fair to say in the last 2 months, the vibe has swung back towards the Republicans because the hope that the Democrats had off the back of the Dobbs decision on abortion, that is sort of fading a bit, and other issues around the economy are coming to the fore, and then they don't work as well for the party that is in government.
So we don't call those conservative Democrats boll weevils anymore, do we? That was a beetle that used to land on cotton, so it was Southern Democrats, wasn't it?
So what are some of the other issues, Nick, that are most relevant at this time?
Well, look, I think we can't get away from this abortion issue, Fiona. So that Dobbs decision, which overturned the federal government's ability to set laws on abortion, meaning has unleashed a whole bunch of contests and referendum across the US, where in some states like Kansas, for example, they're now looking to, you know, ban abortion in their constitution. In California, on the other hand, they're putting up a referendum to enshrine the right to abortion. And in all these governor races, abortion is suddenly top of the agenda there because the power's been handed back to the states. I should say that abortion issue has really energized, you know, progressive voters as well. And so politically, actually been helpful to the Democrats because it means their voters are going to turn out because they are very, very motivated about protecting abortion rights in the US. In terms of other issues, though, Fiona, you know, inflation is running even higher in the US than it is here. Petrol prices are really high. The economy is shaky, and so the economy will be a very big issue. And immigration is also continues to be a really big issue in the US, as well as just general dissatisfaction with the Biden administration.
Isn't there the idea that they might go into a recession in 2023?
Yes, very much so. And I was in the US a couple of weeks ago. And just to give you a sense of it, you know, I went to Starbucks to buy a coffee. Mm-hmm. It was $8 Australian to buy a coffee.
To buy a shit coffee?
Yeah.
That's right.
Macca just spat into his microphone. So outraged.
And you know, US petrol prices have never been higher, and it's really distorting everything that's happening in the economy. And it's become the number one issue for American voters, and that makes this election very unpredictable.
Do you think that, you know, there are lots of other issues that people get concerned about, but abortion is a big issue. What about voters' rights or access to voting? Is that, I know it's come up in a couple of the states and in some of the governor races, but is it an issue generally, Nick?
Well, it is certainly a big issue in determining the election result, and this will be the first election since some of the major voting system changes have occurred in states across the US. Just so listeners are clear on this, most of those changes disproportionately affect voters of colour and disadvantaged voter groups. And so they are very much seen as tipping the scales in favour of Republicans. So in terms of the election outcome, it remains to be seen whether they affect the results, but certainly but experts in this area do say that tip the scales in favour of the Republicans. Now, does that mean it's actually a do amongst voters when they go to cast their vote? Well, it seems to be less so compared to some of those other issues I have mentioned.
So, Nick, we only have a few minutes left. The one elephant in the room that hasn't been mentioned yet, of course, is Donald Trump.
The kidnapped chimp.
It wouldn't be a catch-up with Macca on US politics unless we got to talk about the kidnapped chimp. Well, I can report to you, Fiona and Macca, that the former president has been incapable of keeping out of the Republican primary season. And as always, it's all about him. Mm. He has tried to be a kingmaker. He's doled out more than 200 endorsements and punishments and rewards to various candidates. And it appears that he has been very, very effective with those endorsements. So he has, of his pick, 16 out of 18 open house primaries, his candidate got up, and 4 out of the 6 house races, his candidate has got up as well. And so while he seems to have been very effective internally inside the Republican Party in getting his way, ironically, he may actually overall hurt the Republicans' chances because, you know, Trump is back in the news again in the US because of his mishandling of classified information at Mar-a-Lago, his estate in Florida. And people have been reminded of his, you know, divisive and unpopular presidency. And so that means that overall the Republican vote may be depressed as a result come November 8.
Did you know that Marjorie Post, who owned Mar-a-Lago, do you know why she divorced her last husband and why she sold Mar-a-Lago?
No.
Apparently her husband that she divorced was having gay affairs and sex in the swimming pool at Mar-a-Lago, and that's why she sold it. I wonder if the Donald knows that.
On that note, Nick,
whatever it was, it's probably nothing compared to what is going on in that household under the stewardship of Donald Trump.
That's right.
Nick, we will have to have you back, of course, again to co-host on the show soon, and we can talk much more about this next time. But we do need to head off. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Always love hanging out with you guys. Good to be with you, Fiona and Macca.
Thank you. You're such a good fellow.
We'll see you soon, Nick.
Bye.
Bye.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca and Fiona.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.